Thank you.
You're listening to the Dad Bod Golf Pod with Kyle Rush and Ben Taylor.
What's up, everybody? Happy Friday. It's episode 271 of the Dad Bod Golf Pod. It's Kyle and Ben ready to get this weekend kicked off. As you're listening to this, where we are, it's putrid weather. Today is it started.
While it was not bad today.
Today it was beautiful, but I'm saying it's raining all day on Friday. Yeah. So we got one day open of sunshine on Saturday. Hopefully we'll get to play some golf. But we're here to talk let's just go ahead and say we're going to talk about the Tiger Woods breakup. We're going to talk about TVC Sawgrass, and then we got a diabolical would you rather on deck. But first we got to get started.
That is Sawgrass related, by the way.
And Sawgrass related. So stay tuned. But tonight's episode is brought to you by Bet Online, the number one sports betting website in the country. Sign up today. Use your coupon code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, on your initial deposit and get a 50% welcome bonus on top of your deposit. So give them $100. They're going to give you that 100 back plus another 50 to play with. March Madness is right around the corner.
Hopefully you took Arkansas against Auburn.
Well, that game's not over. Who knows? We may end up coming back.
That game's over. That's why we're recording right now.
That's why we're recording early. But anyway, you got the SEC tournament. You got all kind of conference tournaments. You got Selection Sunday coming up. And then the tournament starts next weekend, guys. So load up now. Get ready to make some money in March Madness. So BetOnline is where the game starts. So, Ben, the breakup. First of all, apparently this breakup is the most well-kept secret breakup of all time, because I had no idea that Tiger and his girlfriend, who cares about her name? I don't know her name. It doesn't matter.
I don't know her name either.
It was unimportant the first time I laid eyes on her. but it's a best-kept secret. Did you know they were broken up? I had no idea.
Not until you and I started texting about it yesterday.
Yeah, but see, they've been broken up since, like, the fall, early fall of last year.
Whoa.
Yeah. So this
so
all
not
this,
only is that big for, I didn't even know that. Thanks for the breaking news. Did he update?
Yeah. So they had been broken up. Apparently they've been having this struggle or this battle back and forth.
Easy if you look at her, I can understand the struggle.
All kind of based off, which I think is just hilarious, but it's in all the stories, an oral agreement. It was not written down on paper. It was just oral, which I think is absolutely hilarious.
But, the NDA was oral?
Not the NDA. This is the oral agreement of her being allowed to live 11 years, which is a very random amount of time. Let's just break it down the story, okay?
Please do.
Let's go on. Okay, so there's a breakup, okay? And then this is the greatest thing ever, okay? This, like, he breaks up with her, and she's like, nah, you're not breaking up with me. I'm not leaving. So she's living with him, and he's like, how do I get her out of my house? So he could.
How do I get this bar manager out of my house?
Yeah, his girlfriend, long time. She was with him through, you know, substance abuse and whatnot. So she served.
Man, it's only like 5 years.
So that's a long time. That's a long time.
Yeah, but his substance abuse issues were before that. That was like.
I'm just saying she was part of the image rehab. Okay. And she served her purpose. So she did. She did well. All right. Where were we?
That's why she. Did
oh yeah. Well. So he can't get her out of the house. So this is what he does. He convinces her that they're going to go on a vacation.
I think it's fantastic.
Which they're broken up. Maybe I don't know. Did he have to sweet talk or what did he have to do?
This is a honeymoon number two. That's what we're going to do. Even though they're not married.
So it's like, meet me at the airport.
You know how they do like that? You know how pregnant people do that baby moon? Maybe this is a get back together moon is what he's convinced her this is.
Meet me at the airport. You know, we're going to go on a little trip, pack you back, pack heavy.
Pack
as much as you can.
Pack as much shit as you can fit in that suitcase.
Preferably all of it. But anyway,
especially your toiletries. Yeah. Don't need those around here anymore.
Pack up as she gets to the airport. And I can only assume, I don't know if there was a human there waiting on her or it was a phone call, but the lawyers of Tiger's Trust, which turns out it's called like the Jupiter something trust. It's like the place he lives. But anyway, they call him and they're like, hey, we just want to let you know You were locked out of the house and the locks are chained. So you're on your own here from now on.
That's a much worse story than I'd imagined. I really wanted his driver to drop her off and be like, see ya, and be gone.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know.
Her to get ready to check in and the airline be like, no, we don't have a flight for you, Miss whatever your name is. What are you doing here?
Yeah, there's no ticket for her.
Then she's like getting straight to voicemail when she's calling him. Yeah.
Yeah. So here's her thing. Here's her deal. Okay. She is suing Tiger for $30 million.
Good luck.
Yeah. So based off of this is the oral agreement, an oral agreement that she could live with him.
You really are using that word a lot.
Because everything you read, that's what it talks about. Okay. Because they had an oral agreement that she could live in that house for 11 years. Okay. 11 years, which is really random. They had five or six down, five to go. So what she's doing is she's taking what the rent to live in a mansion of that size would be, a lease for 5 or 6 years, which I guess she's come up with $30 million. I don't believe you. also, she's suing because if she's not going to get that money, she's got to figure out some way to make it happen. So she's like, hey, what's the best way to do it? I'll just do a tell-all. I'll do a book or I'll do
appearances. Can't do that.
But she signed a non-disclosure agreement, which she's trying to get out of and stuff like that. But
she's claiming sexual harassment on that.
This is my thing. Okay. Look, I'm just going to say it. Okay. Ben, I'm just going to say it.
Go ahead, bud.
She was way out of her league.
I got that spider, by the way.
Tiger, she was a bar manager at his restaurant.
She was Tiger's worth
infinity dollars.
Yeah.
Okay. And they get together. I'm just going to say this too. She's not as attractive as a lot of the females that he's been with in the past.
Including the porn stars.
Yes. So not saying that that's everything, but with Tiger, I mean, Tiger is like the most eligible bachelor in the world. I feel like he could, you know what I mean? Aren't you just kind of happy to be there? Like, is it really like you're trying to take? I mean, I don't know. I've never been in that situation. You got
no, not you. You're too good looking. I mean, why would you be in that situation?
Exactly. No. I wouldn't be. He would still have me. He would not be taking me to the tricking me to go to the airport.
I gotta be honest with you. I think you and I would be a hell of a lot more fun than her, judging by her personality we've seen on television.
Oh man!
Damn, this is the funny looks. I think that we honestly would have a much better time with him.
Yeah. Well, is it not to me the convincing of the trip is probably the best part of the story that he and then they changed the locks on the door. I think that's by
fantastic.
Far the best part of the story.
The second best part to me is the fact that when you just told me that it was the fall, which I apparently never read that or read right over or something, because I've read just about every article I thought was imaginable regarding this. His close friends that haven't leaked it, that haven't mentioned it to their spouse, and their spouse leak it, or...
Dude, Tiger keeps things under...
Let me tell you something. He is under a microscope at all times. So if anybody in his circle knew it, and I know people go, yeah, but they know to keep quiet. Do you understand how many media people are around Tiger when he is out? Whether it's at a golf course, whether it's – he's always got a microphone on him.
But let me ask
– I mean, we had Tampon Gate, for goodness sakes.
Let me stop you there, though,
Ben. How did a wife go, did you hear about Tiger? I mean, like, be overheard telling a girlfriend.
Let me stop you there for a second, though. All right. So you got paparazzi and you got this stuff like this, and they see celebrities out all the time. And like, they can't, you just don't ever hear from Tiger. Like, you don't, he's the most visible human in the world, most recognizable athlete, more than likely in the world. Yet it's like, it's breaking news when somebody catches a picture of him at Charlie's tournament. Like,
I know.
Just never see this guy. Yeah, so but for that to be kept secret does not shock me, because Tiger is probably the most secluded celebrity of all time. Like, he's got to be the most, when you take the ratio of fame to seclusion, his ratio's got to be the widest of all time.
Oh, like, I agree. Incredible. What I'm saying, though, is he's not the only one that's followed. What I'm saying is, since fall of last year, how has JT that hangs out at his house, Ricky that hangs out at his house, both are married now with kids, so they visit a lot. Jordan's been known to go over there. Freddie Couples is over there. How do those guys not mention it in passing to their wife? Hey, I think they got some issues going over there. I hadn't seen her around since I've been over there hanging out and having drinks or playing games. Or
she wouldn't leave.
Well, then, hence, there you go. Well, then, hence the jet gate. You see what I'm saying?
I mean, that's he's got to have like 20
rooms.
He tried
everything he could. And yeah, she wouldn't leave. So he was like, you know what? The hell with it. Let's go on a vacation. See
you. Like, how do I get out of this oral agreement? I bet it was an oral agreement.
I bet it was.
Oh, probably. There was one thing that she said. She said something. She's like, I can't believe y'all would do this to me after all of the, like, superior services that I provided. And that was, like, the terms that she used. And I was like, oh, this keeps getting better. You got oral agreements and elite services.
Hey, not just that, Kyle. Well, I guess, yeah, because she still lived there. You can always go back to that argument. But, you know, Charlie and Sam stay with him a lot more now because he and Elon have totally patched things up. So he gets that dual custody and he does. Like, I mean, how do they, you know, they come walking in, they don't see her. They're like, hey, where's what's her name? You know?
Yeah. Because she never leaves. She wouldn't leave.
And then they go to school and say, hey, my dad's broken up with his girlfriend. Like, they're still teenagers. They still love to gossip.
I'm just saying, they don't. I mean, she was there. Like, he had to pull a ruse on her to get her out of the house. They may have just been keeping it quiet. Like, he's weird like that. Like, he doesn't want any of his personal business out there.
And listen, let's just call it what it is. She's suing for $30 million, hoping for $5 million out of court.
He'll buy her a beachfront condo and they'll call it. They'll have something a chance. They'll have an oral happen. Agreement.
They'll have an oral agreement as they have already. I find it odd. These celebrities, because the one girl she came out, that was an article I read today, that Uchitel girl that he supposedly cheated with the first time around with Elon. That was one of the ones that came out that was like a door lady in Vegas that, you know, that he got busted hooking up with. She signed an NDA too.
Risked it all for a door lady.
Exactly. And she signed an NDA too. And it's funny because they're like, yeah, they make you stick to those. Yeah, it's a frigging contract. Yeah. That's what you sign.
Yeah. That, like, there's,
I mean,
a
I
reason.
Because she was upset because this recent ex, she was like, I really want to do a tell-all. It's like, that's what the NDA's for. You can't do that. Okay, well, he sexually harassed me then. No, you should report that first.
Yeah, you got to lead with that.
Yeah, you should have led with the sexual harassment, not led with the I want.
Oh, but it's going to be a part of the tell all.
Hey, that was the shocker in the tell all.
I mean, how ungrateful can you be? You got to share a bedroom with the greatest golfer of all time, and share a mansion. For five glorious years, way out of your league, millions of miles out of your league. Say thank you. Thank you for the half decade of luxury.
No,
that's what you should.
Kyle, it goes back and forth. Thank you for the original job that got you in this position.
Yeah.
To be able to take care of him when he was drunk in a drunken stupor and he trusted you enough to bring him in, to bring you into his inner circle. And
I'm
you
just
know
gonna
what?
Say she took advantage of him. Let's just say it.
She took advantage of
him while he was in a weak state.
He was. He was.
And then he got in too far after the oral agreement, yeah. And it took 5 years for him to come up with the airline trick, the vacation trick.
And he went to Stanford. I really thought he'd be a little bit smarter than that. I will say this: I tweeted out earlier. I was like, "Look, you're the bar manager / restaurant manager that caught him in a weakened state after the Lindsey Vonn thing and the drug issues. You were the rebound girl. Like, you knew this was coming."
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry.
You made it way longer than everybody thought.
Listen, like, the first time we all saw you on his arm, we were like, not going to last.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That's just, and then when they, you got caught doing interviews and you could barely talk, we were like, yep, that ain't happening. Not going to last.
Think about her though. Like the rest, for the rest of her life, like there, nobody she will date will not be a disappointment. There will be nobody that she will ever see that will not let be like disappointing at all. She's like, wait, we're not going to take a yacht out on the weekend. Like it's just,
I was there. I hope this girl does not listen. I've told Lori this story before. There was a girl that I got like matched up with in college. Somebody was like, you need to go out with her. She was like, yeah, let's go out, blah, blah, blah. She took me to Talladega. We're in like the box. I got to meet Dale Earnhardt.
Oh, wow.
She was like, rest, yeah, my peace. Dad's the president of Gulf 76, who provides all the fuel. And I was like, yeah, there's no chance I'm going to meet this woman's expectations. Like, I want to play golf and drink. I'm not going to be running Bridgestone or Gulf 76 when I'm 40 years old. Like,
yeah,
you need to go find a rich guy. That's going to be what she's dealing with. Every guy she goes out with, she might as well just ask him first, like, what are you worth? But she just needs to ask right away. Get that out of the – that's the icebreaker.
She's going to say, look, I'm going to start off with this. No oral agreements. Everything's going to be pen and paper from this point forward.
I got an NDA for you. You give me everything if you break up with me. How about that?
Oh, my gosh. That's so funny.
I, tongue-in-cheek, I hope that he didn't do anything sexual harassment-wise because we are poking fun of it. But this just looks really bad on her.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Yeah. It does.
Should have led with it. If you lead with it, then, you know, I might say, you know, I don't put it past him with everything that's gone on. So
maybe that's why he's not in the field this week, Kyle. Maybe he knew that this was going to be his team. I'm telling you, they prep him all the time. He probably knew this was coming out this week.
Could have. But Tiger is back on the prowl. So slap him on the Masters button.
Listen,
right now.
How many DMs?
He will blaze a trail from Jupiter, Florida to Augusta, Georgia, the likes of which Hurricane, name it, would not be able to replicate. So
you know that South Park meme that's got the semen all over the walls?
Oh my God. I pray for whatever interstate runs up.
Oh my God. I know it's gonna be running up. I can tell you that.
Running out. All right.
Wow.
Let's move on.
Can you imagine?
Let's make an oral agreement right now. Let's make an oral agreement that we will not talk about this anymore.
I know we got to. Think about the DMs he's getting in Twitter right now.
Oh, just turn them off. Yeah, like you got. He needs like a secretary to go through them.
A secretary. He needs a team. Are you shitting me?
Yeah, he does.
He needs an absolute yes. Unbelievable.
Oh, man. Let me tell you something else unbelievable, and that is Primo Golf Apparel. Oh,
what a transition.
Primo Golf Apparel.
Primo ass headed his way. That's what's happening.
Speaking of Primo, guys, you got to check these folks out. They got the best. I was just like going through the site. I'm about to buy like everything on there. Get ready.
Kyle, I wore the shorts today.
They're okay, fantastic.
Here's the best thing about the shorts. Put on a little weight. I don't know if you've noticed.
Okay.
They have stretchable waistbands.
Oh, Dad Bod approved.
They are forgiving waistbands. I shouldn't say stretchable. They're forgiving.
They're basically like cavity back golf.
Yes. They're player.
These are not blades.
They are player. Just ask Lori. They're player performance waistbands.
Player improvement. shorts is what they are. Love it. They got almost all the same colors that they have in the joggers and shorts, and you can go 7 if you're, you know,
yeah,
if you want to get up in there. 7-inch inseam, 9 and 11, I believe. So, yeah,
I got the 7s.
Oh wow. Well, you're a short guy.
I got short legs. So,
after you account the inflation, that's like an 11.
Wow, it's not that.
So
short.
You scoop on. Use coupon code DADPOD15, DADPOD15. Take 15% off your order. They got polos, regular polos, blade collar polos, tons of different colors. So you can, you know, get whatever you want, print, stuff like that. So check them out today. Load up the cart, slap the checkout button, and be styling for the summer. So Primo Golf Apparel. All right, moving on. Let's just get away from the dirty talk and let's talk dirty about the Players Championship, who 32 of the players, 32 people that played in it last year are not playing in this year, which that kind of blows my mind.
So dumb.
But yeah, so first round is underway today. Pretty mild, I feel like, conditions. There were some really, really low scores. There's a hole in one. There was a 10 on a par four. There was a 7 on a par three. 17.
There were two sevens today, I think, on a par
three. Two sevens, wow. Yeah, I watched one of them, and I wish I remembered the guy's name, but I was sitting there with Jimmy Green at lunch, and we were watching it. And he hit it, like, woefully short, And he looked at his caddy, and Jimmy goes, "Pro, you weren't even close, bro. Quit looking at the caddy. Quit looking at the caddy."
See, Jimmy agrees what I said about the last pod that we did.
He tees it up and hits it 1 foot further. And then 1 foot further than the last one. And he goes, "Don't do it, bro. Don't look at him, bro. That's woefully short." It was funny. So it's rare in its teeth a little bit, TPC. But
yeah,
I just didn't realize. I mean, I guess I just feel like that course is way harder than it is, because there's some dudes that just really picked it apart. I mean, tons of, three, four unders in the first round, which, I mean.
Well, you were probably watching at the pro shop, right? And at lunch.
Yeah, yeah.
So you didn't have sound on.
No, I did not.
Yeah, it played much harder in the afternoon than it played in the morning. And so, and tomorrow afternoon, it's going to play even worse, because even though rain is set to come in, apparently high winds tomorrow. And that's what picked up today. High wind. This morning, they had zero wind. I mean, it was, they were able to go out there, that soft greens, no wind. I mean, the par fives all reachable easily. Par threes were playing short today. They didn't have any of them move back. So today, if you were in the morning flight and you did not put up a score, you screwed yourself.
Missed an opportunity,
It's going to get way worse, because even by the afternoon, that's what they were saying on the broadcast, is the wind was drying the greens out. So they weren't quite as soft as what they were in the morning, on top of the winds had picked up, because there was no wind in the morning. And, I mean, think about, there at the end of the day, JT and Spieth and Max Homa playing on 17, and they all hit the green, but they all had zero clue what club to hit. They kept going back and forth, because the wind, at first it was hurting 3, and then it was hurting 10, and then it was hurting 15, and it was back to 3. They just kept handing clubs back and forth to the caddies. And so 17, and in the morning, 17 was like wedge, ball game.
Game
that's
over.
It.
Yeah. There was a hole in one. Yeah.
It was not... there was no going back and forth. Nothing. And so
let me tell you something. I'm over. Okay. That, I'm really over Jordan Spieth and his caddy. Okay. Like, it's not that interesting anymore. Like, it's the same thing every time. Like, it's the same. It's a Jordan Spieth monologue, is what it is. It's a Jordan Spieth self monologue. Like, I'm kind of over it, but they'll like turn all the mics off. So, like, nobody talk, like, none of the announcers talk, and they just listen to Jordan, just say Jordan things.
I firmly believe you're in the minority here.
I'm over it. I'm completely over it. Let's move on from it. Let's get some golf shots going. Put him on the clock, okay? Put him on the clock. I'm tired.
You know what? You and he, y'all work out an oral agreement that you stop. Okay.
All right. I will orally agree.
I like it. I love it.
How long is it? Like, what do you really glean from it? It's the same thing.
I don't know. I mean, Kyle, you talking about a guy that's – you hear me? I talk to my freaking ball all the time. So, I enjoy it. I love it.
I'm
usually cussing mine, though. I mean, they couldn't put mine on television.
I want to hear JT. I want to hear more JT and Bones.
I told you, I really wish that they would – they did on 17, but other than that, it's almost like JT's asked him since his derogatory, sexual innuendo that he had. Yeah. It's almost like he's asking him, please turn the mics off.
His oral disagreement.
Yes. he had an oral disagreement with a certain section of the country. And so.
At himself.
Yeah. At him. But he was yelling at himself. I mean, he was. He's somebody I'd like to hear more of. Somebody like Max doesn't say anything. And that group today, that's the thing, is you had JT that's basically protected. They didn't say a whole lot. The one thing they did catch is there were a couple of times where he made a shot out of the rough, and he had, he had said, he looked at Bones, he said, "That's about as good as I can do." And so, yeah. and I thought, well, if he's saying that and it's still 30 feet from the pin, then that lets you know how hard of a shot that was. If he's able to say something like that. So, I did wish we had heard more of that. I mean, I've told you before, Terrell Hatton ought to have to be on mic at all times, and I would pay a subscription to listen to it. Now, that's one thing I will give you, that most of Jordan's stuff is pretty much the same. So I probably wouldn't pay a subscription to hear Jordan and Michael Greller talk, because it's pretty much the exact same thing every single time they say something. But the rest of them I enjoy. And I'd love to have the guy that mic'd up this morning that hit the hole in one, because he went absolutely bananas.
Yeah, he hit the hole in one, shot a smooth 73.
I know.
Shoot. all right.
That's so, like, they talked about Rory having a good day. Dave's 4 over. I was like, that's not a good day.
It's a terrible day.
You got guys shooting 8 under. That's not, 4 over is not a good day.
Nope. So one thing that kind of jumped out, Colin Morikawa was one shot back. I think he shot 7 under. Mm-hmm. There was some that he did an interview with Foreplay beforehand, and he just simply said, they're like, "How you feeling? How you feeling?" He's like, "I feel good. I figured something out." But this is a, they're like, "What do you mean you figured, like just now? Like just now?" He's like, "No, the beginning of this week, I figured something out. I feel good. They're like, "That's interesting. What is it?" And he's like, I'm not gonna tell. It's a secret."
Yeah,
and then he goes out today.
Then it's gonna be broken down by every person in the golf world.
But he goes out today and shoots 7 under.
Yeah.
I have said this to myself.
You and I both have. I mean, that not to the extreme where we shot 7 under, but we have said it to ourselves where we did figure something out.
Yeah, I've been on the run. Oh yeah, I got it figured out. Like I'm gonna go apply for the state AM. Like I feel like I've got the golf figured out.
No, I haven't gone that extreme.
No, but we've all done it. Like we've all, You do something on the range, and then you replicate it like 3 or 4 times. And you're like, "Oh God, I mean, this is it."
I will say this behind the scenes. Look at Kyle Rush here. He has been on the range before and played around the golf and texted me and go, "I figured something out." And so I'm just the opposite. I'm never going to figure it out on the range. I'm on the range. Literally, in my age, I'm on the range to get loose and hit the ball solid. I really don't give a shit where it goes. I just want to start making solid contact. I'll figure it out when I get on the course.
I love the driving range. I don't know
and
why. But
the thing is you've heard me say that before. We've been on the course, and I've gone double, double, bogey, double, and then all of a sudden, I'll look at you, and I go, "I found it." Like, I know what I'm doing now. And why I didn't figure that out on the range,
lead,
I don't
by the way.
Know. Are you kidding me right now?
I'm not kidding. All right, just anyway. So, yeah, so I just think that's hilarious, like, because we've all said stuff like that, but we've translated into shooting 7 under par or anything, like, are we immediately after you had your greatest round? Like, has
one
it
time.
Ever, one time?
Okay. I know when it happened to me. It happened to me, and I can tell you where it was. Montgomery, or Prattville, is on the judge. It was raining, and I shot an even par.
Wow.
But
you figured something out.
I figured out on the very first hole. I figured it out. I was on the, cause you know, you always get there early because we have to travel to get there, and you get on the range. I'm on the range, and unlike you, where you're hitting the ball solid on the range, I'm absolutely spraying it everywhere. And then I get on the first hole and I mishit it and almost hit it in the water. But then on my approach shot, I stick it tight and I have like a tap in birdie. And I was like, I know what I'm doing. I have figured out what I'm doing wrong. And then I went on to shoot even par.
I'm sure that I've had several range sessions where I felt like, okay, I'm leaving here feeling good. I'm going to the course and can't replicate it. But Colin Morikawa figured something out and he shot 7 under. And
that's,
I mean,
dangerous,
if that's,
man.
If that's scary, if it's something that holds true, like, watch out. Watch out. He went to his original sim driver, which I didn't even know that TaylorMade athletes were allowed to do. He went back to the very first.
Did you not see what Rory said today?
Yeah, Rory basically said the Stealth 2 was trash.
He basically said it's not good for me and it's not good for TaylorMade.
Yeah.
And I was like, bro, you can't say that. They're going to they just told DJ to go kick rocks. You're next.
Rory's not next, but they'll have a talking with him. I mean,
yeah,
like Bryson, the Cobra guy got, you know, and Bryson, they had words when Bryson said some stuff, but yeah, he basically said the Stealth 2 is trash. So if you got one, sorry, it's trash. Apparently, at least I like the Stealth 1. I mean, I don't know if he's saying I want to go back to that. Or I want to go back to the Sim. The Sim was the best driver I've ever had in the top pop.
I've got the Sim 2, and I've tried to hit everything else, and I do not hit it as straight as I hit the Sim 2.
You have the Sim 2 or the Sim 1?
The Sim 2.
I thought you had the first Sim.
I got that one too.
But you, okay. I got you.
Yeah,
I got you.
I got both of those, and I like the second one better.
Okay. Good deal.
And good I'm deal. Glad right. I didn't get the Stealth, because that's what I wanted. And now apparently we've got guys saying that they absolutely hate it.
But that's the two, not the one, just the two. The one's good. I like the one.
That's right. You have the Stealth 1, don't you?
Yeah, I have the first Stealth, not the Stealth 2. All right. So speaking of good deals, let me give you another good deal. That is Blue Tees Golf. Guys, rangefinders, Bluetooth speakers, they got them, and they got them at absolutely insane prices, and you can save even more by using coupon code DADBOD. Save 10% off already incredibly low savings. They got a Players Championship sale going on right now. You can get the player pack that we talked about last episode for $299.
Yep.
A Bluetooth speaker, the Series 3 rangefinder, a divot tool, the mag hub. You get it all for $299. Absolutely incredible.
That's a third of the cost of the Stealth 2 driver.
Yes. Yeah.
And you use it on every shot.
And it will improve your game more. I'm sure. I'm positive. So get on, save big. Don't go buy a big time Bushnell, one of those $600-$700 rangefinders. It's just dumb. You shouldn't do it. You shouldn't do it. Makes no sense.
You know, since you threw Bushnell under the bus, you know the worst one I've ever had.
What's that?
Callaway.
Okay.
It got given to me as a gift and like bought brand new from when there used to be a pro golf in Opelika at Tiger Town.
Yeah.
And somebody bought it and gave it to me. There was a client that got like three of us at work gave us one. By far, it was off 7, 8, 10 yards every single time. Mm. I was like, this is stupid. I hate this thing.
This one's not. It's dead on. So get you a Blue Tees and play better golf, play faster, have more fun. All right. A little scenario time, a little Players Championship scenario flavor. So I'm going to try not to butcher this. So here we go. You can play the Players, and you can be even par going into 17. Okay. You've played 16 majestic holes and you're even par. There could be some bogeys in there, but there's going to be the equal amount of birdies because you're even par. That's how that works. You step on the set.
If it's playing short today, like it was today, you may have an eagle in there.
Yeah. But you're going to have at least two bogeys. So, or a double bogey. But anyway, you're even par through 16, you step onto 17, and you finish. You go two in the water. You basically do what the guy was telling you about. Two in the water. You make a seven.
You have a seven on 17.
A seven on 17.
Seven 17.
And then Aaron Wise had a 10.
Yep.
A 10, T-E-N, on 18.
A T-I-N on 18. He hit three. He hit three straight balls in the water.
So you go – you finish 10 over in the last two holes. Okay. So that's an 82. That's a solid. I mean, if before we go down there, you told me I was going to shoot 82, I'm fired up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that's how you shoot 82. You're even par through 16, and you go, but don't. And let me tell you what, it hurt. I'm going to save this for my answer. Okay. Here's the flip side. You step on to 17.
No, remember 16.
16, I'm sorry. 16. You step on to the 16 tee. I got to make sure I do this math right, okay? So 100 would be 28 over par. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, so you step on to the tee at 30 over par. Okay. So you got you're 30. If you par out,
I'm so proud of you. You did that correctly.
Yeah.
I
If
just
you
checked my math.
par out, you shoot 102.
Yep.
Okay. But you don't. You go birdie, birdie, birdie to finish, to shoot 99 and break 100. You finish for three birds in a row at TPC Sawgrass, but shoot 99.
Yeah.
You have the 82 with the colossal collapse, or the 99 with, you know, the 99, which is just a 99.
Both.
A 99 with the three
both,
birds.
Though, both absolute great stories to tell all your buddies that
Oh,
did
yeah.
not make the trip.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. What do you do? What do you do?
I always go first. You're going first tonight.
Okay. All right. So I, for
explain
sure.
Why. Explain why.
I'll tell you why. I for sure take the finish birdie, birdie, birdie to shoot 99. Okay. And I will tell you why. Okay. I was playing Atlanta Athletic Club. I had a very decent, good, you know, a good round for me. You know, if I par 18, I think I would have shot, I think I would have shot 82. If I shot, and you know, first time I ever went out there, and I, that's without a birdie. So I made a crap load of pars. I mean, you know, I made a bunch of pars.
Yep.
I tripled 18.
Oh.
Tripled 18. So I.
That's a par five, too. At least this one's
five.
Like a short par four. You
I
could,
hit it.
You
I
could
hit it.
Bunt it down on 18.
I didn't, though. I hit it immediately left into a tree, dropped straight down with 50, 60 yards off the tee. Hit a great second shot all the way down into the bottom. It's like, damn, why didn't I just do that to the beginning? I hit a three, roasted a three wood into the front bunker from there. So, I mean, I'm okay. I'm like, okay, you get up and down, get up and two putt, you make bogey, no big deal. Well,
you sculled it.
I didn't scull it, but I caught a lot of it, flew the green into the back bunker. Okay. So,
isn't that straight downhill from there?
So then, yeah, it's straight downhill. So then I blasted out again. And it goes back in the original bunker that
oh
I just
my
hit
God.
In.
That
I
just
just
pick
hit
up,
it.
pick up, pick the ball up.
No, I finished it out. I finished out. Then I got out and I two putted for an eight. So I tripled. And I'm going to tell you, like Nate could tell you, we ate lunch after that. I didn't talk. I didn't talk. I didn't talk. I just played East Lake. The hole 15, you know, with the island green, I hit it like 6 feet, lipped out the birdie putt. On eight, which is one of the scariest drives out there. It's the one that runs right along the lake. I hit a bomb, threw a wedge up there to about 10 feet, lipped a birdie out. I mean, like I was playing good. I was feeling good. You know what I mean? I was hitting a bunch of, you know, making a bunch of pars, and then, you get to 18. That was the worst feeling. Like I left, I played fairly decent golf. And I left feeling like distraught. I was distraught that I tripled the last. That's what you ended with. So no matter what, it didn't matter if I made a bunch of birdies and then bogeys, whatever, to get to even. It doesn't matter. Like, first of all, 17, you want to at least hit the green. But you hit in the water twice. Ooh. And then you go to 18 and you just blow it in the water like four times. Like, it's – I would definitely take the birdie, birdie, birdie finish, because you can always say, what'd you shoot? What'd you shoot? I shot 99, but let me tell you what. I got hot at the end. I birdied 16, 17, and 18 to finish. It was awesome. You're high-fiving. You're high-five. Oh, man. Yeah. I take birdie, birdie, birdie finish to shoot 99. No doubt.
Okay. I wish I hadn't taken that choice. Because that is the choice that I'm taking. And here's why.
Oh, man.
And it's not even Atlanta Athletic Club. Were you up here before they – did you ever play Auburn Links before they closed it?
Yes.
So
– a bunch of times.
That is the course that they taught you golf in school when I was at Auburn. I got to play that course really well. At one point in time, I wasn't a scratch, but I was probably a 2 or a 3 handicap. Kyle, I go in to 15, which is a par 5, and I am 3 under going into 15.
Oh, boy.
I bogey 15, and I think that's fine. That's okay. It's the next hole, if you remember, 16 was like a 95-yard par 3.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hit me a fried egg and I go ahead and I double that par three. So I'm back to even as we head into 16. You know what makes it worse is it's a dog leg right, which is my thing on 17. Dog leg right. What I do, I get greedy. I try to cut the corner.
Cut the corner.
I get another double. Now I'm two over.
Oh, no.
Then I get to 18.
Hard, hard finishing hole.
Ravine goes in front of the green, probably, I don't know, it's probably 260 down there, 250 down from the tee. Hit a three wood. Think nothing of it. Can't find my ball. Got to take a drop. Now I'm pissed. Top it in the water. Decide I'm going to take me a good old triple there to finish the on 18. Went from three under to five over really quickly. And I don't ever want to have that feeling again. Because I got to think, I mean, it was John Vanderbilt. I was like, what if on that par five, I would have just hit a wedge all the way down the par five, taken my par and gone to the next one.
What three if, nine irons.
What if instead of hitting on a 97-yard par three, trying to get it close in the front of the green and flirting with the bunker, I got me a fried egg. If I just throw it in the center of the green, two putt, and move on to 17. 17 short enough. You don't need to hit driver or three wood. It was an iron hole.
True.
And what do? I pull out the old driver because I'm going to put it up there close so I
short,
can chip it
short
up.
Short par four.
Yes. And nope. Yeah.
Ben's going to drive the green.
Yep, I'm going to drive the green. I don't have it in my bag, but I'm doing it today, by God. And
you made an oral agreement with yourself. Yeah.
So I don't want that feeling ever again. And
I'm with you.
That's the reason. It sounded great. Like when you first gave the scenario, I was like, man, birdie 16, 17, and 18, that is a hell of a way, you know. And then I was like, but I get to play so well, and then I just screw up 17 and 18. And then I had flashbacks like you did at Atlanta Athletic Club. I'm like, for the first time ever.
I meant East Lake.
What'd I say? Atlanta Athletic? Yeah, East Lake. You did say East Lake. I'm sorry. And so the first thing I thought of is I was like, oh, my gosh, Auburn Lynx, 15, 16, 17, 18. I was like, there's no chance I'm doing that again. That was miserable.
I mean, like I birdied 18 at Shoal. And that's the greatest thing ever. I think I shot 84. I birdied it to shoot 84. I'm happy. Like,
fantastic.
Let's go. No, that's great. I'd love to know what y'all would take. You want to finish strong and with a high number, or do you want to have the much lower number, respectable round, but just finish with an epic collapse? What would you take?
Oh, yeah. That would have been my first time under par.
Oh, yeah. That hurts. That's a tough one. All right, y'all have a great
sticks with you, bub.
That one stays with you for multiple years. That course has been closed for quite a while now.
And it still brings back me, it still haunts me, still brings back memories.
Yep. Y'all have a great weekend. We'll talk back soon. Enjoy the players. Hopefully we'll have pretty sweet finish we can talk about on Monday. So have a great weekend. Thanks for listening. It's episode 271 of the Dad Bod Golf Pod. We're always
broken.
Orally.
You've been listening to the Dad Bod Golf Pod. Always stroking.